Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Republican.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for either Senate, Congress, and Florida State House in Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not.
I'm going to definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
73.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Pretty good.
Thank you. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, economic issues like taxes and government spending, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, cultural issues like standing up against the woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, or constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment?
None of those are more important. The most important thing we've got to deal with this country is health care.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Addie Owens.
No opinion.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very low.
Thank you. So that would be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable.
The most unfavorable there is.
Thank you. Gary Baker.
Fair.
Okay, would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable? Or
somewhat.
Favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. David Jordan.
No, David Jordan, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Mike Levine.
Don't know.
Thank you. Anthony Sabatini.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Keith Farner.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very. Very.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Nan Cobb.
Don't know.
Thank you. Mark Jordan.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, if Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, Addie Owens, Mike Levine?
Farner.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Keith Farner?
I'm definitely voting.
Thank you. And from the same list of candidates, who would be the second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Nan Cobb, Addie Owens, or Mike Levine?
I wouldn't have the second choice.
Thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not changed.
Thank you. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless war overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Or bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
I can't even, no comment.
Okay. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November, or while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate.
I am voting for neither one.
Okay. And as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Gary Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee.
No comment. That's a loaded question. I've known Terry Baker for 40 years. He gambled and he lost. And Jordan's a crook.
Okay. Now, the next, if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Would you vote for a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years? Much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Okay, this survey is getting way out of whack. I'm going to pass on the rest of it.
I don't.